Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smokey every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hi, we're Owls by Nature.
And you're listening to
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver.
It's like 4:30 something in the morning. Niggas just got back from St. E's and shit. Fuckin' with this nigga Chaz. Yeah. Wayne and Tony was good. Yeah. I got shit to lose. I get shit confused. You shit to lose. Yeah. Tell me something new. Bitches still on moves. Niggas still a snakes. But I got shit to lose. Money on the way. Making business moves. Let them niggas play. They get put in the news. See how fuck niggas do. First they infiltrate. Try split the crew. Got real nigga traits. We too hip to lose. I took interstates. Before job interviews. Ocean Drive, yeah, that rose rented. Tell me what's the difference when your hoes in it. Niggas telling stories that got hoes in it. Only telling stories for my co-defenders. Niggas in it who got no business. Niggas snitching, getting no sentence. Lord forgive us, know we both sinners. For these niggas, I got no feelings. I'm good. Don't get shit confused. I cut niggas off. I'm like breaking news. There's no breaking out without breaking rules. That's if you from round my way and been approved. Yeah. Made my own lane, put my old ways in my rear view. With some niggas in their place and in position here too. Real MD nigga, by now you got to know. Catch us hotboxing in the Cherokee, we down lots for road. Whoa. Most of these niggas not official. Got stripes, not a whistle. Some blows, probably pistols. City small, it's not an issue. If you're beefing in the streets, it'll probably get you. Or police will probably get you. You better off out the picture. Tell me something new. Bitches still on moves. Niggas still a snakes. But I got shit to lose. Money on the way. Making business moves. Let them niggas play. They get put in the news.
Baby, I got them stealing swag and they scared to admit it. But I ain't tripping, I've been handling them business. Feel like Young Thug, I'm running up this. Drip down, got Chanel on my miss. Triple A's, ride the big old Balenci. Get the bag in and flip it and flip it. New Maybach, a cool quarter ticket. Yeah, sipping on syrup. I admit it, I'ma did it. I said it, I quit it. I tried, but I lied. Goes big like an ambulance. I just sit in the back and recline. I ride to Florida, watch this every day. You can say I'm ahead of my time. Tell her, say you got a other kind. Told her, fuck it, just seen it. You know
tell
that we
something
fine.
New. Bitches still on moves. Niggas still a snakes. But I got shit to lose. Money on the way. Making business moves. Let them niggas play. They get put in the news. Pull out the coupe. Came off the bus. They had the juice. Never came out the cup. Got too much to lose. Ain't got too much to trust. Ain't too much you can do. Nigga, there's too much of us. Pipe down. City us right now. All my hoes went to Blake. Silver Spring, my town. Used to bag them up at Blair. Montgomery College, I was there. Dropped out after one semester. Grades were messed up. Made myself the area's heir. Yeah, when you got it, gotta go and get it. You can ask about me, niggas know I did it. I got niggas stealing swag and won't admit it. But I'm in my bag and I'm ignoring feelings right now. It's in the pad, the windows, floor, the center right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're here with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. Here live from the westernest most part of Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in. If you've never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, what we like to do here is a lot of things. I like to do so many things here. First, talk a little bit about some local news. I'll talk about some national news. Maybe talk a little bit about You know, just like what's going on internationally. Anything that sets you up for an interesting conversation this weekend. Occasionally we have some guests in here. Sometimes those guests are just my friends. I'm fortunate to know a lot of people and a lot of smart people, a lot of interesting people. So we'll have them call in. Sometimes we'll have people live in the studio. I'm a little sick today. And so typically we got a lot. But today I've scaled it back to just like, you know, what is it that you need to know? Like, where is the most crucial points going forward for this week? If you listen here for the music, you're just listening to I-Day. He is from Maryland. So, you know, we have to represent the hometown here. And let's just jump right into what we normally like to get into today, which is the weather. So if you listen to me every week, you would have known that last week I lied. And when I mean I lied, it's not my fault. The weather people are consistently inconsistent. And that's something that you just have to account for, particularly when it comes to the emergence of snow. Because I remember even on Monday, they said it was going to snow on Tuesday, and then they said it was going to snow on Wednesday. And you know what? Tuesday passed, Wednesday passed. We've been having some beautiful days. Today will be another beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high of 6. Tomorrow it says it's going to snow, but listen, we will not believe that until it comes because it'll be a high of 4. So it's not like it's going to stick anyways. This weekend is going to be rainy on Saturday, but the forecast is looking up. It's looking as if we are nearly out of winter with no temperatures below 5 degrees for the next 2 weeks. No highs below 5. So the lows are still in the zeros, but we'll get through it. I mean, we got through like the worst of winter, you know, the 1.5 inches that Vancouver gets. But, you know, we're not getting past, which is measles. So when we get back, we're going to dive deep into understanding, you know, maybe just what is it that makes someone not give a damn about their kids? And if you listening, are an anti-vaxxer and you have decided to not vaccinate your kids from measles, we'd like to hear from you. You're welcome to call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And when you call in, you anti-vaxxers, if you're not going to contribute to the herd immunity and trying to keep people safe from the measles, then you can at least call in with a donation to the fund drive. Be right back.
Just wanna be left alone. See, you don't check to see if I'm alright. But sometimes I can't sleep at night. I know you think you envy this life, but things ain't what they seem, it's by lies. Yeah.
I find myself doing the same old dance, thinking, damn man, where are my friends? I guess the love was just for pretend. My views were skewed like a fisheye lens. I light the tree for my clarity. I kneel and pray for my enemies, 'cause hate would take up my energy, and I do not need that mentally. So
you're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, you can tune in so many different ways, digitally, analog. It's kind of a shame if you don't, because you're missing out on so much good things. Also, your friends are. If you've been listening to the show for the past few weeks, I don't know why vaccinations have become such a hot topic. I feel like I've told this story, but I met this woman and she was an anti-vaxxer. That was probably like the first person that I've met, not on the internet, that is an anti-vaxxer. When I mean like not read something on Reddit or watched a YouTube video or some type of, I don't know, like internet engagement, like a tweet or, you know, just a video. And so listening to like the explanations about why somebody's an anti-vaxxer is just kind of interesting, because if you know me, I'm not a very, I don't buy into the government, you know, and like the ideas of capitalism and these big pharma. But one thing that I do buy in is vaccines. And I'm like, it just doesn't make any sense to not have vaccines for me. However, so last week there was a incident of measles and here in Vancouver, which caused a school to send a few kids home. And over the week, there have been more and more cases. So 35 additional cases, because they're 36 total. And it's just kind of interesting. Like, even the Fraser Health Clinic had to send a tweet out, which is kind of like 2019 press release. It's a tweet. It says, we are experiencing higher call volumes to our public health units and trying to respond to every call. Measles vaccines are available through family doctors. So people are now calling in to try to get their kids vaccinated, which I feel is antithetical to, you know, the idea of these vaccinations in the first place. I mean, these anti-vaccines in the first place. I feel that if you, I'm on like, it's like two different positions, because I have a hard time sympathizing, I guess, maybe with the people, the parents. I feel bad for the kids, because it's not the kids' fault. Like, the kids should be able to go get vaccinated. But I feel like there should be some type of consequence for the negligence that these parents who are just now vaccinating their kids, I feel like there should be a consequence. Also, if you were anti vaccinations before, why would like one small measles outbreak cause you to reevaluate your whole position on your quote unquote scientific theory? Like, I feel like there should be some superfoods that should protect you from these measles outbreaks. Or the idea that we have so one of the craziest things was that when talking to this individual who was telling me that vaccinations were no good, basically told me that the idea is these diseases had been eradicated long before the vaccinations, due to just the ways that we are living our lives now, and that is the reason why the diseases have gone away, not the vaccinations. And if that's the case, why are people getting the measles right now? I don't know if you've heard, but there's 180 people in the Philippines who've died of the measles. And listen, I'm sure this is what they would say if I was on Reddit right now, is that you are buying into the hype and obviously being controlled or funded by pharma so that we can try to get just a few more people vaccinated. But that's just not true, because I don't think these people fundamentally understand how vaccinations work. I think that next week we'll probably have to get some type of doctor on here so that they can talk about why people should get vaccinated and why and how they work, because it just doesn't continue to make any sense that we keep putting people in position, particularly putting babies in these situations where they can be infected with the measles. And the measles is not, I fortunately am vaccinated from the measles, so I will never, hopefully, never experience what that's like. However, there's a story in the CBC, if you'd like to check it out, about a woman who's in her 60s, and she talks about how she contracted the measles when she was in her 10s, I guess. I don't know, like teens. And how she talks about the effect, the lingering effects of the disease. Just think of it by the numbers. If I think the vaccine is like 70% effective, so you have a 70% less likely chance of catching the measles if you have been vaccinated. And so that means that 92% of the population has to be vaccinated so that we can take advantage of herd immunity. That's because not 100% of people cannot be vaccinated, because what a vaccine is it injects you with like a dead version of the disease so that your body can build immunity. But some people in our communities, immunity system is not that strong, so they rely on the idea of other people not getting sick. You know, it's just like going to work when you're sick. Like, why would you do that? So that you can potentially infect others, stay your ass in the crib, and, you know, so we can continue to move forward. But what we have learned is that people just do not give a shit about others and will continue to go to school anyways. But when we come back, we're going to talk about a little something nicer. Vancouver's very own famous beef patty shop and what makes it so successful. When we come back.
Song playing in the background. Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, like, actually, like, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like...
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Sometimes when you gone, I feel so alone. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. Top shelf, yeah, you know, check right, gotta go. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. I know that it's all alright. I know this, yeah, yeah, I know this. Loving you for some time, but I gotta focus on me right now. Shawty fell in love with my pimpin', 15 for the jeans, I'm drippin'. Honestly, and see my whip, yeah. All I had to do was listen. Sometimes when you gone, I feel so alone. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. Top shelf, yeah, you know, check right, gotta go. Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no. I know that it's all alright. I know this. Yeah, you know that shit is played out. Made up, yeah, you know this shit count now. In a vet, and she drive when I'm faded. Direct deposit, can't afford no delays, yeah. Sometimes when you gone, I feel so alone.
Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no.
Top shelf, yeah, you know, check right, gotta go.
Keep it on, no, party to the sun, no.
Back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. If you like the music, if you like hip-hop music, you like funk music, you like any type of good music, you should also tune into Crimes and Treasons on Tuesday. Jamal Steele's, Relly Rel's, Homeboy Jules, myself, Malik, and Horsepower. Holding it down. It's been a while since it's been all of us. Shout out to Horsepower, who's doing her thing in LA, and Malik, who's also in LA, and Homeboy Jules, who's just being a dad. And I say just being a dad, it seems like a lot of hard work. I don't think there's anything just about it. Maybe some adjustments, but you know. Doing his thing. And you can listen to that on every Tuesday, 8 to 10, here on CITR. Or you can go on CITR.ca. You can listen to past episodes of this show. I think there's over like 100. But also Crimes and Treasons, there's over 15 years of shows. So you can check those out. And there's also lots of mixes on the internet. Listen, there's so much opportunity. We had Mr. Floetic on there on Tuesday. And if you don't know who Mr. Floetic is, you should check it out. He was on Sway in the Morning on Monday, then our show on Tuesday. So high quality. Coming back to what's going on here in BC. What's going on here, particularly in the BC waters? So, if you listen to the show, you know we talk about all things animals. So, it was interesting listening to the recap of the man who in Colorado was attacked by the mountain lion and subsequently killed the mountain lion. I have found some new information because we talk about this all the time. So the idea that animals are continuing the fight for freedom, you know, like that, like continuing to like maintain their habitat and some autonomy so that they're not all locked up in jails that we like to call zoos. You know, this mountain lion decided, thought it would be a good idea to attack this man, and the man sensed the mountain lion, turned around, fought the mountain lion off, and I think he hit it with a rock, and then he choked it to death. And I was impressed. I still am impressed because I don't know what would happen. I feel as if I could probably do that, but I guess you never really know until you are in that position. And learning a little bit more about the mountain lion, it makes a little more sense why this man was able to do that. So the mountain lion was like 75, 80 pounds, which is pretty juvenile for a mountain lion. I think they can get up to over 110, 115 pounds. So when you're thinking about like 70 pounds, you look at your dog. I don't know what kind of dog you have, but I have a German Shepherd at home, but not a big one. And she is about like 50 pounds and she could probably kill me. So thinking about like a 70 pound mountain lion, like, okay, it's a little bigger than that. Not too much bigger, like not so much bigger where I feel like it would be a wrap, but it's not an adult. And so knowing that, there's certain behaviors that I feel like maybe an adult mountain lion wouldn't do, like, you know, attack a grown-ass man, you know, who looks capable of defending himself. I feel like grown mountain lions are probably a little smarter than that. And now the mountain lions are smarter than that. So thanks, guy. You have, you know, while probably, you know, taking one aggressive mountain lion out, you've created, you know, pride. I wonder, do mountain lions go about the same idea of real lions, you know, where I would say real lions, savannah, those type of lions. I wonder what those type of lions prefix. Anyways, so learning about that, you might have a better shot to defend yourself against a mountain lion, just hoping that it's not an adult one. And while I feel like this man's feat is still impressive, he's been on talk shows all over the country recently, and I feel that learning that it was only a juvenile, I am no longer as impressed, but kudos to you, man. Anyways, so off the coast of BC, we're fortunate to have a lot of different sea mammals. So we have killer whales and dolphins and porpoises and other types and seals, and I'm sure there's other types of sea mammals which I am missing, not because I'm forgetting them, because I admittedly don't know that many, but what I do know is that killer whales often eat dolphins. Like, killer whales are killing lots of shit lately. I don't know. I saw a story a few weeks ago about killer whales ganging up on great white sharks and just like biting the fins off, but not actually eating the great white sharks. And so I just think of like orcas are my favorite animal probably since I was a little kid, probably since Free Willy. Free Willy probably did it for me. I haven't seen that movie in a long ass time. But random note, I met Flipper's grandson. Not the same movie, but from a famous lineage of dolphins, I guess. I don't know. You know, was it? Anyways, the killer whales in BC, interestingly enough, don't eat dolphins. So if you ever see, like, you can possibly see dolphins and orcas swimming together here, which I think is, like, probably one of the coolest things ever. I hope to experience that this summer. But we will we'll see. I was going to talk a little bit about the BC budget, but I think when we come back from a commercial break, we're just going to move on to Jesse Smollett, because this morning I've read that he was turning himself into the police, and so we haven't talked much about him because it wasn't like a topic I wanted to get into last week, not knowing where it was going. I felt like there was a lot of speculation. But when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about why people are a little more upset than I think that they should be.
See why I don't give niggas my attention? Why am I even calling this nigga? Now he gonna think that he got it, cause I'm over here ringing his line. What time is it? Oh shit, it's like 5 in the morning.
I'm trying to hold on, but I can't get a hold of you. What is he waiting for? For me to say that we are through. So are you with me? Hope it's nothing, feeling me up front in here. Yeah. When I waited on the text,
never come.
And when I waited on the ring,
never.
I hope that you don't think you play me like I'm dumb, cause I just bossed up, nigga, bossed up. Esa niña talentosa, get your coins up. Y esa niña inteligente, tan hermosa. Ain't no nigga can approach her, come here closer, let me hold ya. Let me tell you about the baddest bitches that I know. Never do no crying over hoes, we get the door. Kind of paper, watch it overflow. Do it like a stripper, let it flow on through the floor and pick it up. It's a stick up, stick up. Look at that fatty getting thicker, bigger. Baby girl can't get like me. Put the pussy in his face, dripping on the white tee. See, I see past IG and them posts on my feed. And you know I can't read between the lines and know that you'll be back with time. Let me tell you about the baddest. Never do no crying over hoes, we get the door. Kind of paper, watch it overflow. Do it like a stripper, let it flow on through the floor, then pick it up. It's a sticker, sticker. Look at that fatty getting thicker, bigger. I hope that you don't think you play me like I'm dumb, cause I just boss up, nigga, boss up.
Kills in America, plots for the end of us all in my next delay reason, but I got the chills. Niggas stay frozen, they posing me. Why all the whole shit is blowing up? Labels be claiming they own it. You owe them, the white men is swimming in faces, but do it in any illusion. We fishes out of water. Niggas barely ever see they motherfucking fathers. Barely saw my mama when I went away to college. Lost myself in partying and smoking marijuana. Just to ease my conscience. Just to feel a type of way and make it to tomorrow. Just to meet a woman looking damn near like a model. Turns out she was feeding me more reasons for my sorrow. Turns out any love you get, that shit is fucking borrowed. I'm far from done, let me get this off my chest. I've been broke since day one, so don't you confuse me with the rest. No, don't ask me how I'm doing if you wanna spare my breath. No, don't ask me how I'm doing if you send it through a text. No,
black youth if you just acting for the best. No, don't doubt me lest you heard my tape and gave it some respect. I don't want your pity, just your ears, nothing more, nothing less. Nothing for, nothing against, fuck, I think I'm still obsessed.
I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some. I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica. Don't we all? I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some. I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica. Don't we all?
When I rap, it's acrobatics. I'm battling these antagonists, answering as a Vatican leader who isn't Catholic. Advocate for the cannabis candidate. You just can't resist. Catalyst for the gradual passage of rights for Africans. Radical, but a pacifist. Passing my pastor sacrament, sacrificing my life for the causes Martin and Malcolm did. All you niggas are mannequins wearing shoes that I traveled in. Used to say I'm a rapper, but now I claim I'm a rhapsodist. Packing my fucking blunt as I'm smacking my fucking gums in the back of this fucking bus. Cause I really don't give a fuck, I'm the best that there ever was. And you know it, cause I'm above all these rappers who just be rapping about nothing but hoes and drugs.
I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some. I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica. Don't we all? I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some. I want some love and some indica, love and some indica, love and some indica. Don't we all?
You're back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. If you're an anti-vaxxer, we still want to hear from you. Listen, don't be scared. No one's going to challenge you. We're just going to ask you a few questions. And when I mean we, I mean me. So you can call in at 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. Yeah, it'll be fun. I feel like any opportunity to get some ideas off of your chest should be, you know, utilized. So, I don't know if you guys have heard about this story, but a few weeks ago, it was the wildest in a series of, like, wild things to be discussed. And first of all, I think I want to start this segment by saying, you know, it's still F the police and F12 and particularly F Chicago PD, because you can't really talk about a story where you're going to reference the police and maybe some of the things that they have uncovered without really uncovering or talking about all of the things that they mess up all of the time. So, that's how I feel about it. However, this story is a complicated one. Also, not the most important, like, domestic terrorism story that has even been talked about in the past week. Like, this story should be sent to page 4 or 5. Rather than the first page, considering yesterday's events. However, here, numero uno, Jesse Smollett. So he is an actor on Empire. I think Lucius Lyon's second son, He's like the rapper, singer. He called himself the gay Tupac. And I don't know what that means, but I feel like it's significant enough to say. Anyways, about 2 weeks ago, he was leaving a function, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, this is from his story. He was attacked by two men wearing MAGA hats who called him racial and homophobic slurs while they beat him and bounced. And so for the next few days after that, it was all in the news talking about, you know, has Trump and the GOP continue to incite violence, and how are we going to respond to this? Because we cannot continue to let these types of things go like unfettered. So he went on the news. He went on like a tour to talk about his experience and him and what exactly happened. But fast forward to just a few days ago, and it was found out that he was lying. So not any regular lying, but he was like actually he set it up. So they talk about these letters that were sent to him earlier in his career to the Empire set, these racist and homophobic letters, and that didn't really garner enough attention, they said, for him. So he had to step his game up, and he hired these two men to attack him and play it up as this racist, homophobic attack to garner some attention. And it is really hard to think about why somebody would do that. And it's interesting because people are so quick to vilify Jesse Small. And, like, I'm going to also set this straight. Like, this dude, it's hard to just believe the police's word because the police have done so much crazy shit that, like, it's just really hard to say, like, you know, maybe the Chicago PD has got this one right. Because, listen, they kill people. And they have sites where they would torture people, like, that were not even listed in the, directory. They had, like, this black site where they would take people and torture them. They've killed people, like, murdered people. The Chicago police officer, Chicago PD, has, like, one of the worst homicide clearance rates. So, like, they never solve murderers. But they somehow were able to solve this, in less than a week, which I find to be very, very interesting. However, it appears that Jesse Smollett paid $3,500 in a check to each of these assailants. And I think that this dude is not just a liar, but he's not a very good one either. But the idea that Jesse Smollett could, like, one person could ruin a whole movement or ruin a whole Black History Month, or the idea that, you know, from now on, nobody will ever believe, you know, attack is authentic, I think is a bunch of bullshit. It's always left, like, for me, I think that this goes back to even when we talk about, hashtag Me Too stories. I think that believing the victim is the best route to go 100% of the time. Because more often than not, the victim is telling the truth. We have heard lots of instances. I mean, we have in the past year, I can think of maybe four or five where it's come out that the victim was lying. But far too often do we just assume that the person is lying just so that we can, just continue to go about our business or make ourselves feel a little more comfortable. And if it just takes like one victim to be caught lying, or Jesse Smollett to be caught lying for you not to believe women or Black people, then I feel personally that you never wanted to believe them in the first place. Like, it is, you never want to believe anybody in the first place. You've just been looking for an opportunity that you could exercise your apathy. And this is just an instance where you can do that and continue to do that going forward. Because, this dude clearly is about to get out of the paint. Like, He's clearly about to get out of paint. Chicago PD. See, I says that he staged the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary, which I feel like is the most ass-backwards way to make more money, is to pay more money out to try to, I guess, increase your brand equity. Like, I feel like there's a whole team of people who should have been on here and been like, hey, dog, I don't know if this is a good idea. I think that more people need to hire me as a consultant, because I'm just really good at just being like, hey, I don't think that's a great idea. Like, I'm not the best at telling you what to do, or that maybe doing things that I think are a good idea. Like, sometimes I do things that are a bad idea all the time. However, when it comes to this public perception thing, I feel like that is in my wheelhouse, where I'm like, hey, man, it's not a good idea. It's just interesting, you know, as we move forward and to see, continue to see, like, these attacks, because it's not going away. Like, I feel like we have opened up Pandora's box, you know, in the United States, and it's just going to lead to more and more of these instances where people are both lying and telling the truth, because it's really hard to determine that everyone is lying when it comes to these racist attacks. Like, cause that's why it was so believable for Jesse Smollett, because we've seen so many of these things on camera. You know, there was a woman yesterday who went viral for cussing out a mother because she was taking pictures of her baby on the sidewalk. Like, you know, we have continued to see these things throughout. So that's why they're so believable. Also, I think that it's crazy he's been charged with the felony for filing a false police report. Now, while I understand that that is a felony, like, I know one thing about police officers, that they will avoid doing paperwork if possible. Like, if you give them a reason to avoid doing the paperwork, they will avoid doing the paperwork. And Jesse Smollett not only created more paperwork, just a lot more paperwork, so they're going to push his charges to the max. But I've never heard of any of these other individuals who have called the police on people, particularly called the police on black people, to have to be charged with filing a false report. I've never really heard that before, so it's really interesting to hear that that is being exercised in this case. I guess we'll see how it looks going forward, but it doesn't look too good for your boy. Anyways, but in like a real live domestic terror attack, there was a Coast Guard lieutenant. I don't know why they don't talk to, they don't say his names, but who was arrested last Friday on gun and drug charges. And he wanted to commit a mass killing. So Christopher Paul Hansen, 49 years old, who's actually from Silver Spring, Maryland. So while Phil Alde, who I played earlier, is also from Silver Spring, Maryland, I am from Silver Spring, Maryland. Chris Hassan is from Silver Spring, Maryland. And he is a, I don't know why it says alleged to be a white supremacist. Like, I feel like we use the word allegedly pretty loose. Like, this dude's just a white supremacist. And there's a lot of people who are white supremacists. Like, a lot of people, a lot of nice people who are white supremacists. Like, when I say nice people, I mean people who are nice in their daily life. It's just like a thing. I don't know why people, I mean, I do know why people take it to be like an insult or some type of, I don't know, like this association that you want to be so far away from, yet you live your life like a white supremacist. It doesn't make any sense. Anyways, this man was found with guns and manifestos and drugs. And when I mean guns, like he has, I'm just looking at this picture. There's no like count on this article, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there's at least 12 guns here, and with five of them being automatic and a sniper rifle, hella bullets. This dude was like, looked like he was going to go to war. He said he was trying to kill Chuck Schumer, Cory Booker, Richard Blumenthal, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Van Jones, Chris Hayes, Ari Melbert, Joe Scarborough, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which I feel like people would riot if she got assassinated. By people, I mean myself. Anyways, it is, like, that story isn't even on the front of CNN. The front of CNN talks about Jesse Smollett. It is very crazy because we have a faked attack that garners more attention than an actual real live threat, like with real guns and real ammunition. And so that's what I mean. It's like, why is the focus faced on Jesse when I feel as if there are real threats? And it's, in my opinion, because nobody wants to acknowledge that these things are actually really happening, even though they are, and even though we understand they are, because that's why they're so believable in the first place. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why we continue to live in this semi-fascist state, and understanding that, you know, maybe you don't want to give your DNA to these companies. And like I've been saying for, I feel like, years now. Be right back.
My name is St. John. You niggas might want, like, get other jobs or something.
Fuck them niggas with advice. Fuck them niggas with advice. Fuck them niggas with advice. Fuck them niggas.
How much job did you take tonight? Tonight. How much blow did you take tonight?
You're back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I apologize. I didn't realize they had that much cussing in this song. That's St. John with White Parents are Gonna Hate This. And I don't know about white parents, but I know my parents might. My mom doesn't really like all of that cussing, especially in the morning, especially when she's listening to me tuned in, you know, every Thursday from 7 to 8, for from 10 to 11 EST. I wish I, like, knew more time zones in my head and how to calculate them, because, listen, we got listeners all over the world, from England, Puerto Rico, Brazil, United States, Canada. We're in hella countries, and I thank you all. However, an 11-year-old was arrested in Florida because he refused to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. It could have been a girl, but it wasn't. So the mother talks about, says, more so for my son. She's angry, upset, and hurt. Should have been handled differently. I agree. When I first, so I grew up and I went to a private school where we didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance in school because we just love America and you don't have to pay homage to a pledge or a flag or anything. You just be American and that is good enough. But when I went to a public school, every day in the morning at 7:20, everyone stood up and said the Pledge of Allegiance. And like in my mind, I still know what the Pledge of Allegiance is. And it's crazy to think about how drilled that is into my head, into something that I just didn't do. Like I just didn't stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance and never got arrested for it. But you do get in trouble for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's something so wild. But this kid is 11 years old and was arrested. And anybody who thinks that's okay, like how does a police officer walk into a school and decide that this is the day they're going to arrest an 11-year-old because he won't stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance? I will not understand. But that's like the that's the feeling that's going around in this country. Like this idea that we are free, yet you are not free to not stand and pledge of allegiance. So like how free are you? And I feel like that's a fair question to ask, like without going into, you know, without going into conspiracy theories or anything else like that, just a basic understanding of what freedom is and like what the First Amendment means. And the idea that if you are unable to exert your own agency on whether you want to stand up and pledge allegiance to a flag, a flag that people, you know, your ancestors have died for and fought in wars for and fought and protested against wars for and just like everything that it represents, and you are not allowed as an 11-year-old to just be like, you know what, I'm done. But you can't. But it goes like this whole sense of it's entitlement, like that the Covington Catholic teen, the one who was in the picture in the Washington Post, the one who's got that smug smirk grin on his face in the, you know, while the native drummer drums on the court steps of the Capitol, is suing the Washington Post for $250 million. And sometimes I wish the laws in the United States were like the laws here in Canada, where if you sue somebody and you lose, you have to pay the court costs. Now, I can see the negative of, you know, externalities of that by people not suing because they're scared to lose or they can't afford to lose. But it would stop lawsuits like this. Like, he's suing for $250 million because he says he was a victim of the publication targeting and bullying him. And I feel like people don't, I feel like since we've stopped bullying, actually bullying people, like bullying is not okay anymore. People don't know what actual bullying is. So like, I feel like if this guy was actually bullied, he would know this isn't bullying. So I don't want to say we should bring bullying back, but eventually we're going to have to, like, you know, tell people like, hey man, like that's not actually bullying. You never experienced what real bullying was. Like I did, I went through that. So you didn't have to. Cause it doesn't make any sense, but that's all I have for you today. If you're trying to go to the Olympics in 2024, listen, you might start working on your six-step because they are going to put breakdancing in there. And listen, I have Olympic dreams. I'm sure some of you listen have Olympic dreams. Let's make it happen. 2024, maybe we can get there as a crew, as a unit, as a team. But maybe not. I'm out.